Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. As you may know, if you haven't crawled into a cave, this Sunday is the annual New York City Marathon. About 40,000 runners will take to the streets, winding their way across the Verrazano Bridge, through Sunset Park and Park Slope, up through Williamsburg, Long Island City, across the Queensboro Bridge, into the Bronx, and then looping back for the home stretch into Central Park. Why are we telling you about all the neighborhoods? Well, listen up. Somewhere in those 40,000 runners, there are bound to be some WNYC listeners. So if you are running the marathon this weekend, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We want to know how you're preparing, what your goals are, and what you expect for a Sunday. We're also going to ask you for your race number, because we want to give you a little boost. We're launching the first ever Brian Lehrer Show Marathon Meetup, and here's how it will work. We're going to create a database of people who are running and a database of people who are watching. So if you are watching the marathon, you'll have fellow WNYC fans to cheer for. And if you're running, you'll know there are public radio groupies egging you on. So watchers, call us too. If you're going to be watching the marathon, call and tell us where you'll be and what your marathon day ritual is. In particular, call us if you're doing something crazy. Maybe you're in a band that's playing along the route. Maybe you'll be holding a huge sign. What else? Giving away free hot chocolate? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. Now, there's one more catch. How will our runners know when a fellow WNYC fan is cheering them on? We need a special phrase, something distinctive, but not too crazy. Well, we took this question to Facebook yesterday and asked our fans what people should be yelling. Turns out the overwhelming favorite is the phrase, "It's a free country," which happens to be the name of our new politics site. Fancy that. Carol on Facebook suggested it be our special phrase. Lots of other folks chimed in too. So that's what we'll be yelling. Now, as a demonstration, here is our very own Rex Doan, who you may recognize from a lot of the promotional spots that run on WNYC, demonstrating how to properly shout at the marathon on Sunday.
Go, baby, go! It's a free country! Go! Get her done! It's a free country! It's a free country! Go, baby, go!
Okay, start practicing that. Go, baby, go. It's a free country. We're going to post all this information on our website after the show and then alert people by Facebook and Twitter when it's ready to download. We'll have something for you to print out and take to the race with you. Anyway, that's that. Instructions and a form for you to fill out if you can't call in are all on our website, WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. And in the meantime, while we wait for the calls to come in, well, they're coming in now. We are going to talk for a bit about marathon preparations. With me now is Lauren Johnston, who writes the Running Dialogue blog at the Daily News. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you. Good morning.
So usually you talk about the weather when you're out of more interesting things to ask about. I imagine all of the runners are watching the forecast very closely. What do you expect? And any rain caused interference with the preparations?
Yes, I think a lot of runners were actually trying to stop themselves from looking at the forecast for fear of seeing rainy weather. I looked at it actually about a week ago. It looks like, I checked it again this morning, it looks like we're going to be set for sun and about 49 degrees on Sunday. So that's perfect. I mean, that would be great marathon running weather.
All right. And we have our lines are now full. So let's take some calls. Josh from Newark. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm totally excited. I've been training for 5 months to do this. I'm a first-time marathoner, and I'm running for the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. They look for a cure for blood cancer research.
Now, do you know your number, Josh?
Not yet. I have to go to the Javits Center this afternoon and pick it up after work.
You know, when you're starting or your pace?
Yeah, I'm in the orange second wave. I'll be in crowd number 33, and we're wearing orange jerseys.
All right, so we're going to keep an eye out for you, and don't forget to go to the website and register all that information, and we'll try to get a lot of people out cheering for you. Thanks
awesome.
So much
Thank
for
you.
Your call, Josh, and let's go to Gwen from Brooklyn. Hi, Gwen, you're on WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Now, you're running too, I understand?
I am. I'm running for Team Fox, which is for the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and I am wearing a camera on my head.
Okay. All right. We'll look for the camera on your head, you know, your number or your start time.
Yeah, I start in the last wave, 10:40, and I am 43014.
Okay, 43014. Make sure you listen for the phrase, "It's a free country." And
Can't
what are you going to yell back, Gwen?
I didn't hear that part. I was on hold.
You're going to yell back, "It's a free country. Why not?"
It's a free country. Why not? All right.
Oh,
can't
you could
wait.
You could just run. You could just give the thumbs up when you hear that. All right. Thank
Will
you.
Do.
Thanks so much for your call. Let's see. Let's go to Heidi from Fort Greene. Hi, Heidi. You're on WNYC.
Hi.
Are you going to be running?
I will be running. This is my first time.
And how will we know it's you?
Well, I'll be wearing a black shirt that has logos for Team Continuum, which is an organization that raises money for people with cancer. And I'll have black shorts on and a green army hat.
So how are you getting yourself psyched up, Heidi?
I'm sorry?
How are you getting yourself psyched up? Other than all the cheers you know you're going to be hearing, it's a free country, how are you getting yourself prepared for the marathon?
I am just making sure all my clothes are ready and all my food is ready, and I'm really, really excited. So I know a lot of people are kind of dreading the day, and I couldn't be more excited to do it.
All right. Well, good luck, Heidi. And Lauren Johnston, tell us how people, are there any themes that emerge in marathon preparation rituals?
I would say the main theme is just routine. I mean, the thing that gets pounded into your head marathon day, you don't want to have any surprises. So we've all been practicing everything from, you know, going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time, eating the exact same thing for breakfast, eating the exact same things to refuel during the race. You know, you don't want to wear any new clothing. And I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I went to the Marathon Expo and I bought this great new shirt. You probably don't want to wear it. You know, you want to have clothing that you know is comfortable. You don't want to pull out any brand new sneakers for marathon day. It's really routine, routine, routine.
All right. And we have another runner, Erin from Brooklyn. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Andrea. Great to talk to you.
How are you getting ready for the marathon?
Well, I've been training with Team and Training. The other thing is you mentioned roadside entertainment. Actually, I'm a musician, and I've played these races before, and we're releasing a new song for running on hellasound.com. So we've been trying to gear up for that, too.
All right. And, Erin, what are you going to be wearing?
I'm going to be wearing a black Lady Southpaw T-shirt and a purple Team and Training hat.
And do you know your number?
47707.
All right, 47707. So
yeah,
I want
easy
all
to remember.
All of you with photographic memories to remember that number, to look for Erin. We are going to be posting all of this on our website so that you can find your WNYC listeners. And can we hear that cheer again?
It's a free
go,
country.
Go, baby, go. It's a free country. Go. Get her done. It's a free country. It's a free country. Go, baby, go!
All right. John from New Jersey, I understand you're going to be watching the marathon. John?
Is it John? I think my name is Dom. I'm
Dom.
Actually working.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be working at mile 24. I'm volunteering again. I've done this for a couple of years. This is I can't run anymore, but this is the most exciting way to get involved, and I posted it on Facebook, and I can't believe the response that people said, oh, thank you so much. So just getting out there watching the people is inspiring to me, but then getting there knowing that you're helping the runners, especially at mile 24, because they're pretty beat at that point.
You're giving out your Gatorade at mile 24. How much are you bringing with you?
Well, I don't bring any Gatorade. It's all, this
oh,
is
you
all
just...
choreographed. The thing starts, I know the runners are up pretty early, but the workers are there, you know, kind of in the dark.
I see. So you're handing out official race-sanctioned Gatorade at mile 24.
Absolutely, it's choreographed. There's a post leader, somebody who's in charge, tells you what to do. It's all and everybody's wearing gloves. It's all sanitary. You know, people take it very seriously, and it's like a big party. It's like a 3-hour party. So that's really why I do it.
All right,
exciting. I hope that anybody that's in the area comes, because Mile 24 is a great place to watch.
Thank you. And while you're handing out your Gatorade, Dom, I hope that you will be looking for the WNYC listeners who are running. Laura Johnston, any statistics on how much Gatorade is handed out and water and other kinds of things?
You know, I do have the statistics. I was actually just trying to look it up. If you give me 1 second, I know I can find it.
All right, while
maybe
you're
we
looking,
can chat. Yeah.
While you're looking for those kind of statistics, let's go to Scott from the Upper East Side. Hi, Scott. You've run a few marathons before?
Nearly 40. This is my 17th consecutive New York City marathon.
Wow. Never been told. You must love it.
Sorry?
You must love it.
I really do. I love the excitement of it, and I just love how, you know, on Sunday it just brings, you know, the entire city together. You know, whether you're running or you're a spectator, it's just an amazing day.
All right. Well, Scott, good luck to you. What are you going to be wearing?
Well, I guess because I'm identified as a streaker, somebody who is running at least 15, they give you a special running singlet on the back. It just, I think it just says, you know, my streak lives on, New York City Marathon 2010. And I just want to wish everybody who's running, especially the first-timers, the best of luck. It's a very special day, as you'll find out.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott, for your call. And don't forget, we'll be putting a list of all of these runners on our site soon. You can download the list, and you can make sure to take pictures. You can send them to our site. And what are they going to yell? Can we hear that cheer again? Oh, no cheer again. All right, maybe we can hear it one more time going out. By the way, somewhere in Queens, you can keep your ears open for a familiar voice. Brian Lehrer himself tells us he's going to be out there watching and cheering, yelling our special phrase, which is, it's a free country. Lauren Johnston, any parting words?
Well, I have that Gatorade number really quick. It's a good one, so I'll share it. About 700,000 cups of Gatorade handed out on the course. I got that from the New York Roadrunners. And add to that about 1.6 million cups of water. So it's a lot of beverage going on.
All right. A lot of beverage going on. We have to wrap it up. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Lauren Johnston, the blogger of Running Dialogue. Thanks to everyone who called. Good luck to all of you. Don't forget, watchers, to be looking out for the WNYC listeners yelling, it's a free country. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Have a great weekend.